your ceaseless companions and your continuous comrades. We, your angels, hover slightly above you only because we are unmired by Earth's soiled viewpoints about existence. Where you may see hopelessness, we always see hope. Where you may see ravaged scars, we always see health. Where you may experience prolonged agony, we always see the way out of pain. We are your champions, your allies, your greatest admirers, and your dynamic coaches. We are your angels, and we shall always love you through eternity. How could it be any other way? Without love, we would all cease to be. And since God's handiwork can never be erased or confiscated, love can never diminish. And love, you understand, is who you are. Your love is unwavering, like a steady flame undaunted by wind around it. Your love is happiness, is peace, is immortality, and is abundantly cared for. You needn't travel an arduous or treacherous journey to arrive home. You already are there. All of your needs are provided for as we seek to help you climb the wall to escape the products of your own nightmares. We are in the self-made prison with you, urging you to choose escape. We help you to traverse the walls and safely transition to your realization of complete freedom. Freedom from all worries, cares, and concerns, if you choose. For some among you would choose otherwise, believing that pain is inescapable, or rather that pain is a necessary component to this process that you call life. Yet, we are here to testify to you otherwise, that other choices can and do exist, and that you can simply erase the bad effects of other choices with your holy and mighty will. You, who are all-powerful, have this escape clause scripted within your very being. Pain is one means to growth. Yes, this is quite true. And yet, you have heard we angels counsel you on other variables at your disposal. For, ultimately, you are already grown. You are the product of divine creation, and as such, you are already completely formed in all ways. Your learning, then, is illusory. Learning is actually unlearning, where you forget your ego-established ideas. You lessen the pull of the ego and gradually replace its lens with that of your higher self. You grow by unlearning the ego's perilous thought system and recalling your divine origin. Do you need pain to unlearn this, when pain is the ego's primary creation? Surely you witness to the circular reasoning that the ego uses to keep you fascinated with its growth loop. Nothing can permeate the ego's defense system, and your escape is merely to step away and remember love. Divine love always has been and always will be the answer that you seek. No matter what form it comes packaged in, this fact is inescapable. Nor would you want to escape love's holiness and its pristine appreciation for who you truly are. Here is the all-encompassing womb you have been seeking. Here is the holy kiss and the embrace that you crave. Here is the soulmate of all soulmates. It is your own divine love. The very breath that you take at this moment is fueled by a desire to continue upon this path that you have started. Some may say that breath is an automatic instinct, but from our perspective, it is a behavior that you engage in as confirmation of your desire to stay upon the earth. Each breath contains information within its molecular structure. We imbue each molecule of precious oxygen with guidance and instructions. It is our chief means of staying in touch with you and within you. Your breath is tantamount to a continuous meeting between we angels, your higher consciousness, and your earthly self. It is a roundtable discussion in which your next move is planned and then the next.